Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GGE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is June the 4th, 2020, as we are now starting the new month of June, 6 months, ladies and gentlemen, into the year, the new year, 2020. And what a year we've had in these first 6 months. 6 months more to go, but I wanted to share with you some good opportunities and tools and tips and some other things to kind of keep your focus on what's important for you and your family and others that you have in your circle. Well, it's going to be a lot of opportunities out now, out here. We somehow kind of get distracted with all the things that's been going on, and rightfully so, because of the injustices that's going on in this country and all the other things that's been happening. We've just been working on talking about that. We've been hearing a lot about it on the news, and everybody's been giving their feedback on social media, internet radio, which we're doing here on this platform as well, and sharing with others how to cope and how to deal with what's going on today. How do we find ourselves when we lose ourselves to a lot of things that's going on in this country? And how do we get ourselves back on track to continue the fight, continue building, continue growing, continue staying positive, and continue to maximize our potential, what we have and what God has given us as individuals. And so it's all about the betterment of mankind, utilizing our gifts and talents, and helping as many as we can who are willing to be helped. Not everybody we can help, of course, and not everybody's going to want to listen to what we have to say. But, however, our main focus right now, ladies and gentlemen, for the month of June, as we are now the fourth day in the new month in our growth series here on GGE Professional Network Radio, we want to basically keep you in line and help you to navigate through all the things that's going on today. A lot of people have lost their jobs. Money is tight. A lot of people are holding down to their money, and a lot of people are unemployed and underemployed, and, of course, unemployment is only going to last so long. So what can I do, Ed, in this pandemic, in this situation, and what's going on in the crises right now in this country? How can I focus and get myself on track? Well, you have to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the good works. And it's not as easy said than done, but distractions happen all the time, not just in the situation of seriousness of pandemics or when we have earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, things of these natures that's happening, that's naturally so. We have to stay focused. We have to stay on our grind. And it's not as easy, but you can do it. it can be done, and it has been done. And there's ways that we have to stay focused when the economy is going down, when things are not coming, money is not coming in as fast or as regularly as we would like it, and we would have to switch jobs and do things. But let me share with you some trends, some opportunities that can really set you apart from everyone else. In business, ladies and gentlemen, this is Business 101, you must set yourself apart from your competitors. As a business owner, you must set yourself apart in what industries are lasting today and what industries are gone away. And there are a lot of opportunities out here, ladies and gentlemen, that these new trends that we're looking at right now, which started back in the 1980s with information technology, and I'm going back into that, which showed us exactly how the trends work. Well, here we are now in 2020 looking at what's happening in this country. In the last, it's only been 6 months this year, but in the first 6 months, we've gone through some unusual, uncertain times, something we haven't gone through before when it comes to this particular pandemic. But not only that, jobs, opportunities, monies, people, and it's just gone to become a whirlwind. So how do I stay focused on what I have to do when I'm seeing everybody else falling by the wayside? Not easy, but it can be done. So what we want to do, ladies and gentlemen, is basically put together a game plan, something that's going to keep you focused, something that's going to keep your attention on what's most important. And this is why I always use what is called the win formula, what's important now. If you stay focused, ladies and gentlemen, on what you need to do day by day and starve your distractions and feed your focus every day, you can win. Because the win formula works, what's important now. And so you want to break your calendar down as into three parts so you can know exactly what you need to do each day for the remaining part of your campaign. If you're a business owner and you're new to business and you're trying to find a business to get into, I'm going to show you some opportunities out here and share with you some opportunities out here that may be a benefit and fit for you. But you be the judge. You be the one to assess it yourself and always do your due diligence when it comes to opportunities. Every opportunity is not for everybody. Everybody's not going to do that. It's based on who you are as an individual. And one, is it easy enough for you to do and are you capable to do it yourself? And then are you willing to build and stay in it? And see, this is the commitment level that we all seem to fail on, because we don't want to commit to these things because we feel, oh, if it doesn't work in a certain period, I'm out. Well, in business today, it always takes 2 to 5 years for a traditional business to see a profit, sometimes longer depending on the business. But in the trends that we have today and the technology that we have today, it doesn't take long, not today. 20 years ago, maybe. 30 years ago, maybe, yes. But now today, we are moving rapid fire. We have social media. We have internet. We have a lot of different things. And me as a web designer in my company, Global Touch Enterprise, we're basically here to assist entrepreneurs. And I deal with startup companies on a regular basis. And so with that being said, working with startup companies, everybody's wanting to know, what do I need to do on my website to get it interactive, to get people to know what I'm about, and also share with them what I have to offer. Whatever is the product or service that you're providing in the marketplace, ladies and gentlemen, you want to build strategic relationships and you want to build relationships with your customers, with your customer base, and with your target market. If you're not building relationships, you're not understanding that, we have opportunities like clockwork to share. Everybody may not join. Everybody may not participate in your business, but at least you can share and let them share with other people who may want to be a participant and be a part of your business. You want to make sure you're doing this on a consistent daily basis. So you have stuff to do every day. I don't know what people get out that they don't have anything to do. I'm at home. So you got social media. You have the internet if you're at home. You have your cell phone. You have things you can do. We just don't want to seem to put ourselves in production unless we're under a jobs rule where they give us scheduled hours, they give us specific work, and they tell us exactly when to take a lunch and all this other stuff, but we'll follow that to the letter. But when it comes to doing something for yourself, on a level where you can generate more revenue, more income, and helping more people in the process, we take up a backseat burner on that. We feel like it's not a, we can't do it, I'm not capable. You're capable of doing everything you set your mind to. But sometimes we fail to realize that what's important now, the win formula, we seem to figure things that, oh, it's not going to work, it's not going to happen. Well, how long will it take you to get a paycheck on a job? 1 week, 2 weeks? But you have to work. You have to do what you have to do. You have a set schedule. You get up in the morning. You get yourself together for work. You go out. You go there to this job, and you work it. Well, what's the same thing here? You get up. You have a list. You have a set thing to do to share what you have on your website. If you're selling products, it's real simple. As an e-commerce site, you want to basically have your products, your signature products, and market that. Share that. Give out samples if you have to. Give some incentives for people to come in and purchase. Set your pricing at a certain level. Lower your overhead should be less because you're working it from online. Online businesses are booming right now. Everybody's ordering online and having it shipped directly to them. We said the gig economy is still growing. Deliveries we have DoorDash, we have Uber Eats, we have Grubhub. We have all these technology companies generating profits more now than ever. During this pandemic, during the times that we're in right now. Well, Ed, how is that happening? Because, again, technology is what set the tone on everything we do in the marketplace, period. So if you understand this concept, then you'll basically begin to collapse time frames and basically generate enough revenue for you and your family on down from generation to generation. This could be a wealthy opportunity, a healthy opportunity, which a lot of people have now taken advantage of globally. This was a global pandemic. A lot of countries, a lot of people in other countries, are going out looking for something on a level where they can build their own business instead of working for someone else. If you're looking to work a job, good luck. Find that job. But in the process, you want to basically have something for you. So you can work a full-time job or work part-time on your dream. Again, you can work a full-time job, but you can also work part-time on your dream. If you understand this concept, ladies and gentlemen, then you won't have to worry about it. Because let's share this. You get paid $12, $13, $14, $15, $16, $17 an hour. You're only getting 30, close to 40 hours a week. You get paid every 2 weeks. And you have bills to pay. You have food. You have livelihoods. You're paying, if you have a car note, if you have car insurance, you have a lot of different levels, right, of overhead. As a person, rent. You have to pay rent or mortgage if you have a house. And so look at your overhead. Look at your expenses minus what you got coming in. So if you got what you got, your total expenses, then you have what you got coming in, and then after you pay off your expenses for the first month or every month, what do you have left over? That's not enough. We know that. So how do I add additional income to what I'm already doing? Well, this is where we come in at. So for everyone who wants to generate some additional income for themselves, these are some golden opportunities, and I share this with everybody on a regular, consistent basis, that if you're looking for opportunities, they're there right in front of you, if you know it. And go to this website. If you want to learn more, go to this website, www.umustsee.net/ACE4GQ. Again, that's www.umustsee.net/ACE4GQ. Right. So you go to that. It's an interactive video that you get a chance to see the trends and what's happening today. Opportunities are abounding. We don't seem to want to take advantage because we're looking at the gloom and doom. Well, keep your eyes off the gloom doom. That's going to always happen. The world isn't ending yet. So what you want to do as an entrepreneur, as a person that's looking at this point for an opportunity for yourself, you want to keep your eyes open for something that you can do where you become coachable, teachable, and trainable, and that others can do at the same process. And we're putting people through the process like an assembly line. Everybody goes through it. You want to make sure you're available and you're able to be willing to do the work consistently, not haphazardly or sometime in it. As if it was just going to fall out of the sky and you just automatically you're set. Doesn't happen that way. You don't get rich that fast like that. And you have to put in the proper work in order to get the proper reward. And everybody is willing to look at the reward before they even do the work because they look at the what's the potential income you can generate. Well, you can get big-eyed on that all you want, but if you don't put in the work, then it doesn't matter. Because work, faith without works is dead, being left alone. Show me somebody with faith in their works, and I'll show you a successful person. And you can show me, show me people who have faith but no works. They won't work, they won't last long, but I can show you people who have faith and with their works, they are always successful. And they're always going to continue to be successful. Why? Because they're doing what's necessary as a builder, as a wise master builder. You want to build. Become a good builder. And that's why I like the nonprofit organization, Habitat for Humana. Again, I keep talking about that because it is a true organization that we get strangers to come together to build homes for the low-income families. But each one is doing a part to build something great for another family. But it takes a group of people to build it. Any business you have, any business you start, is going to take a group of people to build it. You can't do it all by yourself. You're not an island. And it can't get done if it's not done properly. The foundation that you need to lay. What is the foundation of your business? And how are you building it? And who are your key players that you have who are also sharp like yourself to be able to function and build it as with you? Teamwork does make the dream work. But if you look at it, you want to see exactly what do you need to do today to get on track, to get back on board and do the things that's necessary. Because let me share something with you. The longer we stay distracted into all the things that's going on in the world, the harder it is for us to get back on track to do what we need to do. You see that distraction, how big that can pull people away from being on the right track and doing the right thing and getting themselves geared up to help others as they help themselves. The PHP effect, people helping people, is a real good concept when it comes to building a brand, building new relationships, relationship marketing. We have cause marketing for nonprofit organizations and churches. And so we want to make sure we are participating in the community where we are to help and to grow and to learn and to build. Building is the key format, ladies and gentlemen. And growth is the most important commodity on the planet. I love growth because without it, we just exist. We're not living. And so your goal is to continue to grow regardless. Well, how do I grow in a time like this? You can. It's not hard. You have to stay focused, again, following one course until successful, on the primary objective. That is to continue to build yourself up. Use your money wisely. If you got income coming in, you want to add to this income coming in by setting yourself apart by becoming an entrepreneur, building a business, starting a business, finding something that you can do that's easy for you to understand and that you can do on a consistent basis. It's just like taking this first step when we first learn how to walk. Then we learn how to run, and then everything else is history. But muscle memory, the continuing way you exercise your mind on entrepreneurship and the principles of owning a business and the things you have to do day by day, it strengthens you, it keeps you sharp so you can stay focused on what's most important and helping more people as you help yourself. We all have gifts and talents. We all like certain things. So if we do that consistently, ladies and gentlemen, we can grow our network like never before. I love it. When I worked for AT&T, we learned how to build networks by helping talking with the customers. They have the best training module that I've seen to date in the wireless industry. The wireless industry now is a $187 billion industry. It ain't going nowhere. But it's steady to grow. Now we're going from 4G LTE to 5G LTE, which is long-term evolution. That's what the LTE network stands for, long-term evolution, meaning that it's going to grow with or without you. Business, same principle. It's going to grow with or without you. This industry, the trends, the things that's happening now in the technology world, it's going to grow with or without you. Do you want to participate in the trends of what's happening right now and benefit from it, or do you just want to be a person on the sideline just watching it go by? This ain't a parade. And it sure ain't a marathon where you on the sidelines watching while you can be in the race, be in the marathon, running, so that way you can win and help others to win with you. What's most important to you right now? What do you see yourself now? Not only here 6 months in a year, we have 6 months to go. What do we want to do toward the end of 2020? Are we going to continue to run this race and circle and not get anywhere? Or are we going to take the initiative steps to step out of our comfort zone and start to learn something new? And be an improved you, an improved individual, an improved spiritual person who can build and help others in the process. Becoming the leader that you are. John Maxwell had great books, and I love his books, and I'm a big fan of John Maxwell. And I always looked at, read these books over and over like clockwork. The one main book that started out my journey was Developing the Leader Within You by John Maxwell. Well, then he also added Developing the Leaders Around You. And then we also talk about the 21 Immutable Laws of Leadership. Leadership. Holton Buzz would talk about it as being one of the highest professions to date is leadership, being a leader. Well, I reckon that too as well. Marketing is also a highest paid profession, right? If you're entertainment, you're going to be in the high paid profession. But listen to this. If you're a leader and you can guide people to set the environment at a certain temperature, are you a thermostat or are you a thermometer? And then are you, what temperature are you setting in your own world today? Is it cold where you're at? Or is it warm? Or do you like it hot? You have to set your own thermostat, be a thermostat. Well, you can set the tone of what temperature degrees you want to grow and build. Would you rather be hot or cold? You can't be lukewarm. So it's either hot or cold. Are you cold or are you hot? If you're hot, you're on fire, then you're going to blow. You're going to help so many people that you're on fire for them, and you're going to keep burning until you let go out. But if you're cold, you're not going anywhere. You froze. You're frozen solid. You're stiff. You're not going anywhere. You have to set the tone, ladies and gentlemen. You have to be the one to be willing to do what it takes. Be vigilant. In season, out of season. Consistency. Continue to grow. Continue to educate and exercise your mind. and your body and your spirit. And feed what's necessary for you to grow. You can't grow just eating junk food all the time. But you can grow if you eat your vegetables, your proteins, your fruits, things that come from the earth, that we're part of the earth. We need to continue to grow. And in order to do that, we have to have that type of environment. What environment do you want to set right now for yourself, even though we're going through a lot? And how do we grow your business in a downward economy? Marketing, campaigns that you put together, building strategic relationships everywhere you go, and continue with your customers and your follow-up with your customers, and use your customers as your runners. They know more people than you do. Give them some incentives for helping you reach some more people. There's many ways, ladies and gentlemen, we can do this and grow and build and cut down overhead and don't have to spend a whole lot doing it. You think, well, everybody's minds are not always, no, not. If that's the case, ladies and gentlemen, you have over 340 million people in the United States. Do you think everybody's on the same level? No. They're not. People want to continue to do well and grow and move on to the next level of their lives as we get older here. Do you want to continue to think that everything is all gloom and doom and that there's no hope, there's no help, opportunities, there's no love in the world? Is all the love gone? Is all the opportunities all dried up? No. But there is an opportunity for you to take advantage of right now if you can see it. This is why you need to redirect your thinking from what's happening out here to what you need to be doing today. Observe the masses and do the opposite. That's one of my million friends that said that. So if you think about it, it's up to you to build, to grow, to become the next leader, whether you're a woman, male, whoever. Doesn't matter the gender. Doesn't matter the race. But it does matter the discipline, the learning, educating self, becoming a wise master builder. I want you guys to write this down. Becoming a wise master builder. So you can build something great, and keep this in mind. And I want you to remember this well. Live by choice, be motivated, make changes, be useful, be selfless, excel in life, listen to yourself, do something amazing. That's what you want to do. So in order to live by choice, be motivated. You have to be self-motivated. You have to continue to look at yourself, within yourself, and say, you know what? I'm not going to worry about all this that's happening. I got to take care of what I got to take care of. And I got to do what's necessary for me and mine. Because if nobody else is out stepping up, who else is going to step up for you? No one. You have to step up and step out. Continue to build, continue to grow, and watch things start to change in your life. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm super excited for this edition of GT Universal Network Radio. I'm super excited for all my radio listeners who tune in each and every week, every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net to learn more about what we have in opportunities. I want you to go to the network section on our page, on our website, and you can see the opportunities that I just described to you. If you want to learn more, you can give us a call. You can always email me too at edward@globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's edward@globaltouchenterprise.net. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother as well. I want you guys to continue to build and continue keeping the faith and never stop growing.